welcome to Brain Lady Speaks with Julie Anderson. Julie Brain Lady Anderson is considered to be one of the nation's top experts on the brain-personality connection. She has been inspiring her audiences to fire up their brains and ignite positive changes in their relationships. And now, she is here to bring that knowledge to you. The information she shares will help those who hear it to accelerate their success in life and business through the discovery of their natural gifts and maximizing their brain power. When you learn to tap into the potential of your natural gifts and the power of the brain-mind connection, there is no limit to what you can accomplish. Today and every Wednesday on Brain Lady Speaks, you'll explore the latest findings to see how they have practical application in your life. And now, get ready to join Julie Anderson on the Brain Lady Speaks radio show. Take it away, Julie.
Welcome, everyone, to the Brain Lady Speaks radio show. This is Julie Brain Lady Anderson, and I am so happy to be here with you. Radio show slash podcast. We have an exciting show for you today. We're doing a wonderful interview, and I'm excited to hear all about all of the juicy stuff that our guest has today. And I want to, as always, encourage everyone to stay on till the end of the program, because that's when you find out what wonderful gift or connection that you can make with our wonderful guest, and where you can find that at, and how to connect with her past this show once you hear all of her wonderful wisdom that she is going to be sharing today. So be sure to, as always, to stay on till the end of the program for all that juicy, all those juicy tidbits. As you know, at Brain Lady Julie, I like to always keep things connected somehow to the neuroscience. And one of the topics that we're going to cover today is confidence and positivity. Our guest is going to get into how to recognize when negativity, and you know, I've talked in the past on the show, what kind of impact negative emotions and having a lot of negative thinking has on you and your success, as well as literally changing that brain chemistry and affecting the way that your immune system responds to different situations. So it's imperative that we get past that negativity, and she's going to help us how to recognize when this negativity is stopping you, and then how to break through the barriers to be confident and to be positive. So you're probably thinking, well, who is this amazing woman that we're going to be interviewing today? Well, let me read you a little bit about her introduction, or about our guest today. So Nancy, her name is Nancy Soleri, and she is a best-selling author and renowned speaker in business success and personal motivation. As a life coach, she has empowered people to overcome their physical and emotional challenges and achieve their goals. When Nancy was 16 years old, she was diagnosed with, now I'm probably going to mess this word up, retinitis pigmentosa, and has experienced a progressive vision loss over the years. Despite her prognosis, and this is the key, people, despite her prognosis, she was resilient in creating a vision for her future and determined to live with purpose and follow her dreams. She went on to work for Good Morning America and Entertainment Tonight. She had a professional music career and was a top producing realtor in Southern California. Today, Nancy hosts the National Living Full Out show and is an inspired example of creating a successful life through determination and positivity. Nancy believes everyone is capable of doing the same thing and overcoming adversities and living full out. Nancy, welcome to the Brain Lady Speaks radio show.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I'm just on the edge of my seat. I can't wait. Let's do it.
This is so awesome. So as I kind of mentioned in the beginning, we know that people who listen to the show here with the Brain Lady Speaks show, it's about understanding how to maximize the power of our brain, our natural gifts, to enjoy life more, to have better success in your life, your business, and your relationships. And it sounds your life has just, it seems like your life experience is one that we can all benefit from. So tell us, just kind of lead us into what brought you to this point in your life. Like, tell us a little bit about your background and where what you've had to go through to get to this point in your life.
Well, thank you so much for all that. Yeah, you know, there's so much. I will just kind of give you a few highlights. But you said it early on that I was diagnosed with retinitis pigmentosa. You said it perfectly, which is a degenerative eye condition. So here I was at 16 years old. My two sisters, actually, they were a couple years older than me as well. We all three got diagnosed with this condition. We were all three told by the doctor that we would go blind by 40. And when you get news like that and you're 16, you can go into denial, which is what I did. I just wanted my license. I just wanted to be with my friends. But then the reality was, even at that age, I started to make a bucket list. And the list was, what are all the things I need to do and see before I might not be able to, versus the ones that maybe I could still experience that moment without having to see it. So in that bucket list of things I needed to do was get a degree, go to college. I thought it would be much easier being able to see textbooks. I wanted to go to Europe. I wanted to travel. I went to Japan. I 26 countries in Europe and all over. And also, you know, I needed to jump into a career because I figured, gosh, with vision, you know, well, family and love and all that, they're all important. That one I felt I needed my eyes for the most. And so I think sometimes when we talk about the brain and we talk about staying motivated, what motivates us is having focus, having a compass. What are we shooting for? And that compass can change depending on where we are in our life. But at that point, that is what fired me up. Rather than going wallowing in blindness and what would that look like, what would I ever see, what would come of me, I just dug in and it was game on.
Very cool. Good to hear. Now, as you can imagine, or as we can imagine, when you do get this type of diagnosis, I mean, you were very positive. You made your list. You're very organized about it. But when did you share with us a little bit about how negativity may have popped up? Because you talk about in one of your talks that you do, one of your presentations that you do that I was reading over is Step Forward, You Deserve It. So were there moments of negativity that hit you, and how did you get past those?
Absolutely. And I will talk about two forms of negativity, okay? One form is what other people might say to you that might make you believe it. Okay, I kind of think of that as junk, right? So, you know, for example, this is a lighthearted example, but it still would kind of feel like a knife going through my side. You know, I mean, you know, they might say males are better drivers than females. Well, I did my best to drive, right? And I still had vision, right, at 16. But there would be times that over the years, friends would say, oh, you know, Nancy's not a good driver, or you know, just different comments. Or even now that I've lost my vision and I stopped driving when I was 24 and I'm in my 40s now, you know, if we're talking about it, like there's a friend of mine, I won't say her name, but she will say, oh, gosh, you were never a good driver. I was scared to drive with you. And that's a little bit of a dig because, you know, giving up driving is such a loss of independence. Now, I could sit there and I could look at her and be angry, upset, and sad, or I could look at her and I could think, that's just very naive. You know, I believe in life we have to choose our words, and that is someone who's not choosing the right words. She wasn't really assessing me as her audience, thinking, okay, I'm saying this in a playful way, but I don't know how this is really going to land on Nancy because she can't drive. So I'm kind of making fun of something she can no longer do. But in my mind, I would turn that around and feel a little bit more sorry for the other person because they don't have that awareness. And so I think sometimes in life we do have to choose our words and really be present with who we're talking to. The second thing that I would say is, you know, we've all heard it before, right? Are you a small fish in a big pond, or are you a big fish in a small pond? And the thing is a long time ago, I took that away. Maybe that's why the universe, God, whatever, gave me this eye condition. You know, I don't see any other fish. I'm just one fish in one pond. And for me, I guess I'm blessed because I don't see the competition. I don't see homeless. I don't see black or white. I don't see that competition. I do social media, but I don't feel that competition. But I'm not staring at it. I'm not looking at it. And so, you know, sometimes, ironically, our life will take us in a lane, down a journey that at first glance, oh, I feel so bad for her. She can't see. But at second glance, wow, look at all the negativity she doesn't see. Does that make sense?
It does. That's a wonderful way to look at things. And it's so true that oftentimes people will say and do things out of a place of ignorance, if you want to use that word, or just not simply not understanding the entire situation. So not allowing it to take it personal is a very positive thing to do. Now, when you work with the clients that you work with under this topic of breaking through the barrier of negativity that stops us short, because when you were able, in both the scenarios that you just gave, you were able to say, I'm not allowing those voices in my head because I'm stopping them before they even get there by my perspective. But what happens when someone has those negative voices in their head, when they've allowed those things that other people have said to them break down their confidence, and then they themselves start doubting what they're able to do? How do you help them to break through, or what are some tips that you can give our listeners right now that can help them to break through to be more confident and lead with more positivity in their life?
That is such a great question. Number one, cry. Okay. I'm not saying you can cry every day, but here's the thing. I think people build and build and build, and the thoughts in their head, they translate to their heart, to their core. Then they start to all of a sudden feel back pain, and all of a sudden they feel fatigue, and oh my gosh, here comes the headache, and oh, I'm going to sleep in, right? So if you need to flush those negative energies, those voices out of your body, sometimes crying is the way to do it. Other times, and you can't cry all the time, but I think sometimes it's just a good flush out of the system. Other times, I think you have to, when you consider the friends, family, associates, people in your life, not everybody is good for the same reason, meaning you might have that friend who's very techie. Well, they're the person you go for, you know, tech questions, right? But look at the friends that you know that you can turn to that are sounding boards, people that don't judge you, people that will literally listen to you, whether you're venting, whether you're crying, whether you're just on the phone with nothing to say, and have those people on speed dial, okay? I have those friends of mine as well, and I treasure them because I do so much listening for my living that, you know, sometimes I have to download, and they're perfect people to go to, and they will just listen. The other thing I think you have to consider is switching the energy, because I get those negative self-talks too. You know, nobody escapes it. But I believe that you need to switch the energy. Excuse me. And how you do that is you can do it by taking a shower. Believe it or not, if you're angry, if you're upset, if you're in a kind of in a glitch where you can't get out of that moment, and if you're at home, go jump in the shower. It could be warm. It could be cool. Just it allows you to refresh yourself. You're not going to come out of that shower equally sad or equally angry as you were when you went in. Also, the power of drinking something warm, drinking something cool, something with bubbles, a soda or something like that. It switches up the taste buds. It kind of rejuvenates you. Eating something spicy, you know, just all the different things that you can do, again, to switch the energy. Now, to get those voices out of your head, though, that has to come from your core. And that is kind of the life journey, is being able to to know the inner voice, which is your heart, which is what makes you sing, versus those voices in our heads, which are oftentimes limiting beliefs. They're not real.
That is very true. Very true. And I tell people that they have to be so careful from a brain perspective. When you have to be careful what you're thinking in your mind, what your mind is saying, because your brain, those neural connections, they listen. Your brain listens to what you're thinking in your mind. So you've got to be careful what you're telling it. And that's that negative talk that, and I like the way that you differentiated that from what your heart's telling you. Because you want to, you know, kind of follow your heart, or in my case, I would call it that intuition, of that positive intuition when it's leading you in a positive direction, versus that talk in your head. So what's a good, I love the fact, by the way, that you gave us real physical things that you can do. This is so valuable for those listening. This is so valuable because it's something you can do right now. And there are, as you know, I'm making those brain connections as Nancy's talking, you know, and there's the ions that come in the shower when you are around falling water, and that water, those water molecules break up and they spew into the atmosphere. You get ions, you know, so that's what's going on in the brain. So I love that she's gave you literally physical things that you can do, calling and doing that brain dump, talking to somebody. But if you have this negativity and you're trying to switch, you know, you've talked about literally switching the energy. What are some of the things internally in your mind and in your thinking that you encourage people to do?
You have to start a new dialogue. And sometimes that dialogue is what you say, and sometimes it's the imagery of what your mind sees. Okay? If you want to lose weight and you look in the mirror, your mind will see that you are overweight. However, you can start a new dialogue and you can say, I have some weight to lose, but who doesn't, right? But boy, do I have pretty eyes. People have told me all my whole life I have pretty eyes, right? You're starting a new dialogue. And or you say to yourself, yeah, I can lose some around the middle, but you know what? I got great legs, right? We have to be our own cheerleader. We have to find ways to not give our power away to the negative thoughts. Some of you may have heard this analogy before as well, some not, but I'll share it with you. Consider the fact that if you were going to go into a neighborhood and it was a bad neighborhood, trash all over the ground, bars on the windows, would you confidently just stroll on through town and start talking to everybody? No, you might be a little bit weary. You might be nervous. You might be scared. All the emotions that are negative, right? Now, just like how you would probably not walk into that bad neighborhood, you want to think of your mind that same way. If you know that you're having negative thoughts, why would you not walk into that neighborhood? Instead, you want to switch your mind into a more positive neighborhood. The grass is mowed. There's no garbage on the ground. People outside, they're saying hi. It's sunny. We have the ability to have a positive attitude, a positive outlook. It's a choice as to which neighborhood you want to go into.
I love that. It's a choice. All right, we're going to go to a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about that choice and what living full out is and how to do that. So join us after the tunes on the Brain Lady Speaks radio show.
With her thorough understanding of brain chemistry, Julie Anderson provides you with tools and processes that will change your life in a positive way. Julie uniquely blends science and psychology when she shares her knowledge and information with businesses, entrepreneurs, women's groups, and families to improve workplace morale and productivity, parents creating dynamic relationships with their children, and women achieving more in life and business. Julie Anderson will be right back with the Brain Lady Speaks radio show.
Hey everyone, this is yours truly, Julie Brain Lady Anderson, and I would like to talk to you about something that is near and dear to my heart, and that is the Your Best Mind Certification Program. With this program, we are changing lives one brain at a time. You see, it's our vision that by providing an educational and uplifting message to individuals about their unique brain gifts, we can help them to maximize the power of their brain and personality, not in a metaphysical way, but with science. And that's the core of what we teach at Your Best Mind. However, as you can imagine, taking this life-changing message to the world is a very large undertaking. And that's why we created the Your Best Mind Certification Program. This program is a compilation of over two decades of training, research, hands-on application, and preparation by yours truly, Julie Anderson. I am the owner, the founder, and the CEO, and I have put together the gems of my education to create a remarkable program to pass on to those who are up for the challenge. So if you are up for the challenge and you would like more information on the Your Best Mind Certification Program, shoot me an email at info@yourbestmindonline.com. And we'll start the conversation.
Welcome back to the Brain Lady Speaks radio show with Julie Anderson. By including the latest scientific research on the brain-personality connection, Julie Brain Lady Anderson provides her clients with the all-important why behind what people do and how they think. The information she shares will help those who hear to accelerate their success in life and business through the discovery of their natural gifts and maximizing their brain power. Here again is your host, Julie Anderson, on the Brain Lady Speaks radio show.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Before our break, we were talking with Nancy Soleri about her wonderful way of just really living full out and being able to turn the negative into positive and changing. We were just talking about changing that self-talk, flipping those negativities into something positive. So with that in mind, your company is called Living Full Out. So tell me, what does that mean to you? What is living full out?
Thank you for that. So living full out, there's a lot of different aspects to it. Okay. So for example, to live full out means that you're kind of going full throttle in life, right? But sometimes we might go all the way in our career. We might go all the way in our personal life. We might go over the moon in our hobbies. To live full out means that you bring balance to your life. Consider it like a pie, and you have slices of the pie. And we want to give equal opportunity to each of those slices so that, you know, you don't go through your life lopsided. Right? You want to have that balance. And that truly is what everybody does seek in life, is balance, so that they feel peace, so that they're less stressed, so that they're more focused. And so that's what we do at Living Full Out. And why I created it is over the different careers I had in broadcasting and the music industry and real estate, I was noticing that people, they just were deflated. They didn't know how to connect the dots between how do I find the love of my life? How do I start that business? How do I ever afford to buy a home? How do I save money? And so what we wanted to do is not just hand them the answers on a silver platter, because no one gets answers on a silver platter. It's about finding the resources, finding the right support team in your life to help alleviate your time, give you more money, give you more resources. And so that's what we do with our clients, is we help to connect those dots so that they can live full out in life.
Loving it. Loving it. Now, you are a shining example of what you teach, of living full out. Hearing your story from the time that your diagnosis all the way up to where you're at now and the business that you have built as an entrepreneur, what keeps you focused on a day-to-day basis, inspired and focused? What are those, that secret sauce that you have that you use in your own life to live full out?
Well, there's a lot of those little things that go into the mix, but I will share two of them, and I'll give you examples again. So one of them is going to be gratitude, okay? So I may not see, but I hear really well, right? So a lot of times, I don't know who hears better, me or my Jack Russell, right? And so that is a positive. Plus, when I lost my vision, all my other senses became more vibrant. So my life is really, it's a experience, because it's not just what I see, but it's what I feel and what I taste and what I hear. Also, I believe that you have to have gratitude for everything. You know, there's a lot of people that don't have a home. There's a lot of people that can't afford furniture, that can't go shopping for new clothes. So whenever you're sitting in your chair, rub that fabric, you know, touch that couch and say, you know what, I'm grateful I have this. Or the next time you're shopping and you're looking to buy something new, say, you know what, how lucky am I that I have this money to be able to do this? Or if you travel somewhere and you're sitting on the beach, you know, how grateful am I that I have the time and the money to be here? So I think gratitude is really, really big. I also think life is about purpose. Now, purpose does not have to be a career. It does not have to mean that you have a family. It can be anything. But purpose is being the solution to other people's problems. Again, maybe someone else is having tech issues and it's easy for you, help them out. Maybe someone, you know, keeps saying, oh, I want to eat better. But you know that you're a good cook and you could teach them how to cook. Be the solution to people's problems. Also, think about the end result of your relationship with someone. So you have the ability every morning to send off a brief text, I'm so proud of you. I love you. You know, I know you're going to do great things today to somebody. When they get that text, it is altering. It could change them from having negative talk to positive talk just from that one text. So I think really understanding that we have the ability to make somebody else have a little bit of a skip in their walk, right? And so when I take into all those things, it's really easy for me to wake up in the day with motivation in my heart, because I wake up thinking, okay, who today am I going to text and tell them I love them? You know, what today am I going to be grateful for? And as the unknown, unexpected pitfalls come through the day, I'm not weak. I'm strong. I'm confident because I've already kind of narrowed in on things that are positive in my life.
I love that. Sorry. I muted myself because I had to cough there for a second. I love those. And I love the lift someone else. There really is truly more happiness in giving than in receiving. When you smile at someone, there's something called the Duchenne smile. I've discussed that on the Brain Lady Speak show before. It literally changes the chemistry. It's a genuine smile. And when it changes the chemistry in your brain from negative to positive, and if you walk through life just literally this giving people this big smile, they're going to smile back at you, which means that your physical presence with them can change their brain to more positive. So lots of beauty in that statement of, you know, texting somebody else, tell them how wonderful they are. Tell them what, you know, what you, they mean to you or what they bring to the world that's positive. I love that. Love that. Love that. Okay. We're getting ready. We're getting down to the end of the show today, but I do want, you have an offer for the listeners. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Thank you for that. Yeah, you know, I, like I said earlier, what I've noticed over time, whether people call into our radio show, whether it's coaching clients, or just watching people navigate through life, balance is something we all really are thirsty for. And so we actually created a 80 tips for how you can bring balance into your life. So if you go to livingfullout.com, right there on the homepage, it's free. Just put in your name, put in your email, and it'll be sent to you. And these are such little 80 different tips that, you know, something like, I'm going to give you one of them away, which is kind of, people do this all the time. Going to an open house, right? If you're feeling like, gosh, I wish I could make changes in my house, but I can't afford it. If you're saying to yourself, gosh, I really want to buy a bigger home, or I want to one day buy a home, will I ever be able to afford it? Going to an open house, feeling the granite on the counters, smelling the new paint. When you leave that open house, you're going to leave there wanting that for yourself. You're going to walk away going, okay, that's it. What do I have to do to make this happen, right? So that's just one of many tips in that document for you, and I encourage you to go grab that today.
I love it. I love it. And everyone who's listening, all those links are on the show page. So you'll just go to the show page and you can click right through and link directly to where you can get the 80 tips for living full out from Nancy. Also, I have on there all of the different links to connect with her on social media, to follow her on Instagram and Twitter and YouTube and all of the above. And you can also, of course, she's mentioned her show a couple of times. So tell us, when is your show? You said you take listener or you take call-ins. So when is it that someone can connect with you on your show? And so when is your show and where can they find your show?
Absolutely. So Saturday's 11 o'clock Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and it is call-in. So if you have a question, call in 800-333-0001. I take those calls live, and we talk about what's troubling you, what that burden is, and I'll give you some advice right on the spot. And then also we have inspirational guests that come on and talk about what tragedy, what crisis, what disability, what they're going through, and how they survived, how they got through it. So if you want to catch the live show, just go to livingfullout.com, look for our radio page, and you can listen live right there.
Love it. Love the internet. It makes it so easy to find people. All right. Well, thank you so much, Nancy, for being on the show today. If you are an entrepreneur listening and you like what you've heard, we are going to have Nancy on our Women Entrepreneurs show at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time today. So just in a little over an hour, we're going to have her. We're going to glean some more information and some more wisdom. And we're going to be talking more along that entrepreneur level in how you can unlock your potential and stimulate your business to make it work for you. So we're going to do a little bit more of the hardcore business stuff as opposed to the living full out stuff that we did today on the Brain Lady Speak show. So tap into that at Women Entrepreneurs Podcast Network for the Women Entrepreneurs Show. All right, Nancy, thank you so much for being on the program today. We appreciate your time and value and honor that you have been honored that you took the time to be with us today on the program.
Thank you so much. And I just wish everybody to live full out. Smile. Don't forget to smile.
I love it. Love it. All right. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening today, taking your morning and spending it with Nancy and I. If you have any questions about anything on the program or you want to get in touch with Nancy more, like I said, all of those links are at the Brain Lady Speaks Radio Show.com website under the show page for today. You can also find us, the Brain Lady Speaks Radio Show, or the Brain Lady Speaks podcast, I should say, on the Women Entrepreneurs Podcast Network. So just go to womenentrepreneurspodcastnetwork.com and you will find us as well as wonderful other shows on that program. If you would like more information about the certification program that was spoken about on the commercial, shoot me an email, info@yourbestmindonline.com, and we'll talk more. Let's get this message of positivity and how to maximize your brain power out to the world. I would love that. All right, we are wrapping up the show for today. Thank you, everyone, for being on the program, for listening. And as always, I want everyone to just simply enjoy every moment.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Brain Lady Speaks with Julie Anderson. Julie Brain Lady Anderson is considered to be one of the nation's top experts on the brain-personality connection. She has been inspiring her audiences to fire up their brains and ignite positive changes in their relationships. And now, every week, she is here to bring that change to you. Julie often tells people that their greatest asset is not their stock portfolio, not their real estate holdings, or even their retirement account. No, It's what you were naturally born with, your brain. When you learn to tap into the potential of your natural gifts and the power of the brain-mind connection, the sky is never the limit. As a matter of fact, there is no limit. Be sure to tune in to The Brain Lady Speaks with Julie Anderson next week and every week, 12 p.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. See you next time, everybody.